This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future. Shocking. State of the future, New California. Okay, so we have just so many things to cover, and we're going to be opening up the phone lines as soon as I think we're going to be opening up the phone lines. And the telephone number here is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255, Top Talk. And I know a lot of people are wondering what's going on in California, what's going on around the nation, voter fraud. The voter fraud is a big deal. We talked about that. Actually, I was on the Scott Adams show this morning, and he and Leonora, and by the way, you know, Leonora is the better of the two. Let's just face it. She's got all the talent. He'll tell you that, too. Not only that, she's got the brains. Anyway, but a wonderful couple, and they've done just such a fantastic job with Red State Talk Radio. This whole thing has been really the whole movement of digital talk radio that we've been involved in. I'm so blessed to have met so many wonderful people that have stepped up just as citizen journalists. You know, you got to remember something, folks. You got to understand the Constitution. You've got to understand it. And the Constitution is very, very, it's blunt. It's very plain. There's not much to it. You know, people pick up the pocket constitutions that are out there, and they say, golly, is this it? Is that it? That's it. There's not, it's very plain. And remember, these guys who wrote this, to them, every word, every comma, every dot, every T that was crossed was very important. Okay, very, very important. And this is one of the things that that we're learning, of course, is that they did take it and run with it. So anyway, they came up with something that's very plain, very pointed, very convenient. And that's what, when you take a look at things like the First Amendment as an example, which is another guarantee of our freedoms, God-given rights, they put in there, and this is where I'm coming to this, there's five elements of the First Amendment. Okay, everybody's going, oh, he's going to cover that again. Yeah, well, of course, because I'm talking about citizen journalists. You have freedom of religion, you've got freedom of speech, and you've got freedom of the press. The third element is freedom of the press. Then you have freedom to assemble. So peaceably, this weekend, people are going to be going out in droves, bringing out their Trump signs and their flags, and I don't know, bring out Biden flags, because isn't that going to be the candidate, or Hillary, whatever, to rallies. Right, to rallies, and to try and get our state back, and trying to get our country back, and so on. Freedom rallies are called, and they're all over the place here in California, all over the place. So anyway, this is a pivotal point, but my point is about Red State Talk Radio, where we've been with this digital process. We all started out as citizen journalists. I did my first citizen journalism gig in the 90s, early 90s, actually. And that manifested itself into local origination TV shows. And then after that, it was radio, since 1999, actually. And been at it ever since, it's over 20 years, actually. And we've been doing Agenda 21 Radio for, nine of them. So, yeah, once we figured out what was going on, this whole plan behind everything with Agenda 21, and found out how they have snuck it in. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, is the cheerleader for it all, for the United States anyway. That's why she's hanging on so dearly right now, because they want to have this totalitarian state in California, which they've got. They've achieved it with the COVID virus and Newsom signing the executive Powers Act for California. They've got it. But you know, somebody else who's got the bigger stick in all this is, of course, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Shockingly, he's got the bigger stick than these states, these renegade states that have run up all their money for years, trillions of dollars in debt, and being totally irresponsible. And now they're looking through the COVID thing. We got the COVID virus, and that's the money grab. We're going to get all the... It's the COVID virus that's caused this $85 billion hole in our budget. Really? Really? How do you do that? And, of course, it's not that at all. Not even remotely close to that number. But it's a bigger number, actually. It's actually comes out to be well over $100 billion right now that California is short. And they're looking for the federal government to bail them out. Because after all, a perfect opportunity, it's COVID. COVID, COVID, COVID. But you haven't changed your spending. That's okay. COVID, COVID, COVID. We don't care. And of course, in California, they do have a dictatorship. We proved that last hour. So how do you stop the dictatorship? Well, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And New California comes in to play with all that. New California. So anyway, visit NCS51.com and you can see the map that we're going to go to the state legislature with, it looks like, that's going to be representative. You can see how California is going to fare, what's going to be left of it. Well, I mean, 20 million people. 20 million people in this area. It's just fascinating. Shocking. Shocking. Anyway, you can call in 215-867-8255. And I know that somebody's going, hey, I want to call in. Well, call in. 215-867-8255. The phone lines are wide open. Anyway, we got a lot to cover here, of course. And we want to get down to some of the major stories that are out there. There was a shooting in Corpus Christi yesterday at the airbase there. And the individual is considered to be a terrorist. And, you know, I love it now with Trump. When there's a terror attack, it's called a terrorist attack. They're outing these terrorists. Whereas before in the Obama administration, everything was covered up. Everything was covered up. Oh, there's no terror attack. No. Remember how much they struggled to make sure that at the what was that nightclub there in Kissimmee? Anyway, that nightclub shooting in Kissimmee, how the guy was telling everybody, "I am a terrorist." He's on the phone. He broadcasts on the radio, "I am a terrorist. I'm Al Qaeda." Blah blah blah. And of course, everybody's no. He wasn't any of that at all. And of course, it was interesting the relationship that shooter, the Pulse nightclub, that shooter in particular, his dad was associated with Hillary Clinton and the State Department. Shocking. It's amazing when you start really diving into these things, what is going on, if you know what I mean. It is amazing. Anyway, I want to, again, I just got a little text. Yes, the map is, the corrected map is up now on NCS51 and also NewCaliforniaState.com. So you can see what we have right now, which is representative of whole or part of 56 counties representing New California. So you can see it. You can see it for yourself. And we're really happy to see that. Okay, we're coming up to a break right now. Shocking. I'm shocked by the break. And we're going to be, here we go. Okay, so we're going to come back. We got a lot of things to talk about. We talked about this elderly man who was being beat down. I saw it yesterday and I said, I'm not going to report on that. Because it's one of these kind of things that just gets embedded in your brain and you think through it. You think, how are we treating our older generation? You know, the one that still remembers how it's supposed to be in a constitutional society? Shocking. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. A lot of things going on here. I'm going to check to see what the president has gotten himself into these days. This is Biden's racially charged quip to African-American interviewer brings instant backlash. Jesus, the guy does it again. I think this is all a charade and a show with the Biden thing. You got to. What happened when we were honing in on the whole situation that developed with Mueller? Remember, all of a sudden he goes squirrely and he acts like he's an imbecile. He can't even testify, and now we've got this the imbecile himself, another imbecile in Biden. He's older, right? He's losing it. We're seeing the same pattern here. You know, they've trotted out these clowns that are in the same kind of problem, same kind of situation, right? Right. It's the Biden problem. It's the Biden problem. Okay, we've opened the lines up for callers, by the way. And that number is 215-867-8255. And we're going to go with the first caller here. And you just never know what you're going to get on the other end of the line. But I think we have Liz Ritchie with us. Is that correct, Liz? Are you here? And are we...
Yeah.
Are we
yes,
muted?
I am.
Okay. So what do you say? I can hear you. The door is dinging in the background. Something is dinging.
Okay.
Sounds like a door. It's gone though.
I'll have to turn the car off.
Well, you probably have to turn the radio off too. That might be another thing. Anyway, so Liz Ritchie is of course with New California State, and a lot of things going on this weekend, huh? For New California and the state.
Yes, we have a wealth of things going on this weekend.
Okay.
So we start off with our big event tonight. We're going up to El Dorado for a town hall. You'll be doing a town hall up there.
Yes, we will. We'll actually be in a room in a place where we can eat and sit down together in strict defiance of the governor's laws, I guess, his edicts.
I don't know. Is that a defiance?
Could be. You know.
I think that we're exercising our constitutional rights. I think he's in defiance.
Oh, there you go. See, that's the New California attitude.
I think it's a citizen's rights attitude.
Well, it should be, and that's exactly right. We're just being citizens in New California. A responsible citizen. So, but there's a lot of other things. We got something going on in Sacramento. There's going to be another freedom rally. What else is going to happen?
That's supposed to be a big event tomorrow, but there's going to be rallies throughout the state where they're going to be doing Open Up California rallies. I know that. So there'll be some, I think there's one down in Ventura or Santa Barbara. And there's one in going to be up in Marysville on Monday. That's going to be a big they normally have it on Saturday, but they moved it to Memorial Day. So that's going to be a huge event up there. We're calling all New Californians to come join us. And then there's going to be another rally they've been doing over in Santa Rosa. It's going to be on Saturday. That'll be a big event. And there's going to be also, we've got a group that's been walking in Morgan Hill and over in Santa Clara County and protesting continually every day. They have people out doing their walk and protesting on corners of streets and in front of the Santa Clara County offices.
Yeah, we have a number of New Californians that are working with them. And I want to say what a fascinating experience it was. We went out there and we were with them for a bunch of hours on one of the days. And then we realized that they have the longest continuous protest of any group in the United States to open up. And this is deep within, it's in Morgan Hill, which is deep within the bowels of Silicon Valley. I mean, literally. And I was absolutely stunned that day, which was really the fifth or sixth day, maybe the first week anyway, of the protest, at the reception we were getting from all the cars, the thumbs up, not too many middle fingers, a lot of thumbs up, a lot of horns honking and things like that. I was really impressed with that.
I think that's one of the biggest things that you get a feeling when you go out to these rallies, just how many people are in support of New California and also getting our state back. It's like hundreds and hundreds of people honk their horns. We might get one or two, three people that kind of give us a negative approach, but the rest of the people are so excited to see people out supporting our new state and also getting our state back, reopen California.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to see this. You know, and again, the positive nature of all this, it shows you, really, I think, the proportionality of the people that are on the left versus the people that are on the right in California. And I've been saying this all along, that California is not a blue state. And I know you have been, too. It's not a blue state. It's a red state.
Are we going to talk about voter fraud?
Oh, voter fraud. Yes. Let's talk about voter fraud. Shocking voter fraud.
Oh, shocking. And the planning that they go through, it's so apparent now that their plan is to steal votes. It just is appalling to watch them in public in front of the entire nation explain how they're going to insist on us mailing our ballots in.
It's just wake up, hello. I mean, here's Nancy Pelosi. She wants a $3 trillion deal, and she wants a trillion of that money to go to California as the bailout, right? That's what she's really after. And then on top of that, we want to do voter fraud all throughout the nation. We want to federalize and again, what a power grab to federalize and centralize power through the voting system in one place. I mean, you can't get more communistic than that. And, of course, we're seeing it play out right now with this whole idea. We're going to mail everybody a ballot, which is what they did in Michigan, shockingly. And she's a little twit out there in Michigan for Trump.
She's actually demonstrating exactly the illogical power grab that they are doing. Everything she does makes no sense for the people's benefit, but it makes total sense if you want to take over power.
Right. Which is what we're seeing right now with Gavin Newsom and out here in California. And the interesting thing that we have found out here in the last 24 hours is that he has unbridled power, based upon them changing the Executive Powers Act in 2015 with Jerry Brown's help, I might add, and to which if you have a declared emergency, you can just keep the emergency going on under the authority of the governor, and it doesn't have to go away. And the only thing that can make it go away is the legislature, but the legislature is not going to do that here in California anytime soon.
No, the tables are all stacked against us. That's not going to happen. And even if they thought that they would object, they would be putting a noose around their own necks. They'd lose their jobs, because the only reason they got there, a lot of them, is because of voter fraud.
Right. That's right. The only reason they're there is because of voter fraud.
They're killing the goose that laid the golden egg if they fight against that.
Right. Yeah, that would be a terrible admission. So the only thing left that's viable, really, is New California and Donald Trump stepping in with this whole financial debacle that's going on. And you know what those numbers are. It's not going to be pretty here after July in California.
Well, they've already announced the $54 billion deficit, so we're not publicizing new information.
Liz, I want to thank you for being with us. We're going to run away for time right now, and we're going to take more callers on the other side, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. NCS51.com will get you to the other one. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Joe Biden. I'm very suspicious about Joe Biden. I got a couple callers I'm going to get to you guys just in a second. Biden's racially charged quip to African-American interviewer brings instant backlash. Biden alert. There's a Biden alert. Biden. Yeah, instant backlash. What is going on here? My computer is, what does he say? In dust up with Charlemagne Tagad, whatever that is. Joe Biden faced a swift backlash on Friday for suggesting during a contentious radio interview that host Charlemagne Tagad that those having a hard time figuring out whether to support him or President Trump ain't black. Oh, God. I'm not even going to go there with that one. I'm going to go to our callers here. And Peter, you're on. What is your question, please?
Boards and two of them are fast charging.
What do you got here? Oh, sorry.
Here, power button two times.
We got to hit the power button two times. There we go. Peter, go ahead. You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Are you there, Peter? He's been waiting a long time. Probably not. He's not there. So we're okay. Next guest, how about wireless caller from Illinois? Are you there? Are you there with us? I hear something in the background. From Illinois, caller. Hello. No? One more time. Are you there? Maybe not. We'll try this one more time with Peter. Peter, are you there? I guess not. Peter, are you there? You should be. You got some switch off or something? Okay. How about wireless caller again? Are you there? No. Something going on. Anyway, so Joe Biden, you ain't black. It says, figuring out whether to support him or President Trump, you ain't black. Oh, no. It says the dust-up occurred 17 minutes into the former vice president's interview on The Breakfast Club, a nationally broadcast morning show popular with black listeners, when a Biden aide tried to end the interview, prompting the host to charge, you can't do that to black media. Oh, no. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to try this one more time here for the wireless caller. Are you with us? Can you hear us? Boy, there's something going on here that I don't have control over. So I don't know what's happening here. Are you with this caller? Are you with us? No, we don't seem to be able to get it. Anyway, so the presumptive, I guess we're starting to say presumptive, Democrat nominee stressed that his wife had an upcoming engagement and suggested he would have to go whether dealing with white media or black media. I'm in trouble, he joked as he transferred. This is interesting, as he referred to making his wife late. Biden and his wife, Jill, share the same studio in the basement of their home in Washington. Oh, God. All right, we're going to try this caller one more time. Are you with us? Can you hear me? Okay, we're not cycling through this. We'll see if we can cycle through this. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Oh, that's too bad. Okay, anyway, sorry about that. We're not able to get the callers in. Says, I'm in trouble, he joked. Okay, so they're in the basement, right? And he's making these comments on this interview with this black radio host. Says, after the after Charlemagne Da God, who is black, then has Biden to come back on the program again, and the former vice president agreed, the host added, it's a long way to November. We've got more questions. I bet you do. That's when Biden dove into a rapid-fire defense of his record with black community. I tell you, if you've got a problem figuring out, if you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black, he said. Oh, no. It just gets worse. It's unclear whether Biden meant to refer only to the host or to the black community as a whole. It says, Charlemagne Da God responded, that's the name, it's Charlemagne Da God, T-H-A, God, G-O-D, responded that it has nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact that I want something for my community. All right, okay. Biden fired back, take a look at my record. I extended the Voting Rights Act for 25 years. Okay, well, and, you know, he's arguing for his record, right? He's saying, hey, this is, I'm strong. You guys need to follow with me and need to follow along, right? That's what they're talking about. We're going to try the reset on some of these things and go with, let's see, host, let's try this. Let's try the mute on this one. Are you with me, Mr. Caller? Can you hear me now? Okay, can you hear me now? Caller, can you hear me now? All right. Well, unfortunately, our system is down. Unfortunately. Anyway, so Biden has now got himself in a little bit bigger of a problem. And, you know, like I said, is this thing rigged or something? I mean, this guy's going nutty on us. You ain't black, but the You Ain't Black movement reverberated on social media. Oh, no. With the host retweeting a variety of listeners complaining about it, Biden should never say to a black man, you ain't black under any circumstances, one wrote. In the Breakfast Club, of course he shouldn't. I mean, hey, you ain't white enough. I mean, you ain't brown enough, how would you feel? You ain't white, you ain't brown, you ain't nothing, right? There's something wrong with that picture, isn't there? There's something wrong with that picture. It says the Breakfast Club put the question to the listeners on whether they agree with Biden. And it's sort of, you got a vote going on here now. Says, here's the survey. What? Anyway, absolutely. Anyway, it goes on. President Trump's campaign, meanwhile, quickly highlighted the clip, tweeting, this is disgusting. This is disgusting. Let's hear what. Oh, it's got the clip. Oh, shocking.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump. And you ain't black. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Okay, so is that embedded in your head now? Yeah, if you've got a problem, then you ain't black. One more time, just for consumption's sake.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Shocking. Okay, this is one of these days when you call, when everybody calls themselves a black person in support of the black people against the racist bigot.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com, and of course, New California. I want to try this one more time before we go to the reset mode and we just self-destruct here on the answering machine. And do we have a caller on the line, Adam? I think we do, but we don't. Unfortunately, everything seems to not be working well. So we're going to make some changes. And sorry about that for not being able to pick up the various and sundry sounds. We'll see if we can do some maintenance right now. Well, that didn't work. So, yeah, there's something else going on there. We got the bugs worked out. We have the bugs to work out in the system. So we're going to see about, we'll see right now. Actually, I'll do it. It's going to go live. We're going to go live on the bugs being worked out for our little system. We'll see if it works. Yeah, it doesn't seem to want to work. We'll try it again. This time we'll pump up the volume. Yeah, it doesn't seem to want to work. So we have a little breakdown, obviously, in our cell system here. And when these things go bad, they...
Welcome back, host.
Here we go. All right, well, maybe now we can get back to business and that we've got something chimed in for everybody and we're going to get back to the phones. So try this again. We'll try this again. 215-867-8255. That's the call-in number. And you can join us here. We think we got our technical glitches worked out, so let's go ahead and see what we got. And... we'll try it like right now. And Adam Thomas, are you on? Adam, are you there? Hello, Adam, are you there? Not working. Adam, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, can you? Oh, gosh. Let's get the switches
can
and bells.
Hear me?
I can hear you now, brother. Go ahead. We had to reset everything. Thank you for your patience. Topic, please. and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Go ahead, Adam. Is it Adam?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Tom Adams, San Francisco.
Wow.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I got onto your website for the first time, I think last week, and I'm so glad you guys are on to something that I've been trying to get going myself. But anyway, I sent you a bunch of information. I'm just wondering if you got it.
How did you send it, and what email address?
Yeah. Anyway, I had. I'll send it again because I've got some valuable information and some whole bunch of new numbers for you.
Sure. So what's your topic today?
It's wonderful, Paul. Anyway, what city are you in, Paul?
I'm just north of Sacramento.
Sacramento, good, mm-hmm. Good, right close to the heart of the beast.
Well, we're at two arms length away. How's that? I'm within view, and I visit the Bay Area quite often, actually.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I filled out the information there, and they said you'd be in contact with me, but I'm very interested in your getting the information that I've compiled, and I guess you haven't got it yet, huh?
Well, it's got to work its way through the system, and we're getting incredible responses for New California. I think that's what you're talking about, huh? And we're getting
good
now.
Heaven.
Now, since we did the Elon Musk thing, and the rallies are picking up, and people are starting to figure out who we are and what we've been doing in the six constitutional conventions and all that stuff, like yourself.
Should be a slam dunk, but boy, I'll tell you, the Newsom and the Dems there—they'll try and put the screws to you.
Well, of course. So, and how long have you lived in San Francisco?
What?
How long have you lived in San Francisco?
Oh, God, I've been here 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, they didn't. I'm a veteran. I'm going to be 88 years old here pretty quick.
Well, thank you for your service.
I'm not that frisky. I had some leg trouble, so I don't get around that fast. But the mind is still there, and I'm with you.
Well, your mind, your mind sounds very frisky.
But anyway, if you get down to the Bay Area, you've got my information in your file, so I'd like to get together.
Sure. And what line of service? And thank you for your service, by the way.
I'm sorry.
What line of or what military were you in? What branch?
I was in the Marine Corps.
Marines. Semper Fi. And you recognized our.
I was in the Korean War.
Oh yeah. Oh, Chosun.
What?
Chosun Reservoir, did you do that?
When did I get out?
No, the Chosun Reservoir March. Were you involved with that? The battle of the Chosun
Reservoir?
No, I'm a
little bit behind that. I've got friends that were, but no, I just missed that. I missed it by quite a couple of years. I was over there for, 55, 57,
right. Yeah, my father-in-law was in the Chosun Reservoir March.
Yeah.
And then he went on to Vietnam for three tours, which is kind of interesting. Listen, my friend, we got to run for time right now, and I'm sorry for the telephone confusion, and hopefully we will be able to get more phone calls here in the next hour, and I want to thank you for your service.
Yeah, good. I'll let you go, but anyway, I'll send you this information again, and I'm interested
absolutely.
In your critique on it, because I have got the only answer to it, which you'll see when you get it.
Well, it's nice to have more answers, too. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, and thank you for your service in the Marine Corps.
Okay, Paul. I'm with you.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy. Wow. I like that. And he's from San Francisco. See, I'm telling you, even San Francisco wants out of California. I don't think that's going to happen, but nice try. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-333-7000.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, NCS 51, if you want to take a look at that map, the final map, before we go to the Assembly and Senate. Is out. You can actually see it. It is absolutely out. So anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. That's 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And we have a caller, and I'm going to have to hold you over till the next hour because we're going to be coming up to a break right now. So if, let's see, is this Ron? Ron, are you there?
Actually, this is Pam.
Oh, Pam. I'm sorry. Pam. It says Ron here. So, Pam, we're going to have to hold you over. Well, but quickly, do you have a quick comment before we go to the next hour?
No, I'll just talk to you then.
Okay. All right. We'll just hang on, and we'll carry you over to the next hour. Okay. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, so remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about – well, we're not going to talk about any more of the – the whole situation with Biden, you know, it seems pretty obvious that the field is going to be whittled down and Biden will, I would not think that Biden is going to be a problem. I don't think so. Anyway, another thing that's going on, though, this is what's happening with the Flynn case, and I wanted to get into this because this is very important. And, of course, what has happened is that the Federal Appeals Court has ordered the judge in the Flynn case to respond to the motion to dismiss charges. That means the court has stepped in on the judge, Sullivan, who's an Obama appointee, who's, you know, pretty much admittedly somebody who does not like Donald Trump. And that's why this whole Flynn case has been perpetrated. The fraud continues. You know, this was the genesis point of the Russiagate hoax, which gave rise to another hoax called Stormy Daniels, which gave rise to the Ukrainian hoax and the impeachment hoax, and now we've got the COVID hoax, right? It says, another one that's going on here, Dems dismiss GOP objections and push to send aid to illegal immigrants. California opens up coronavirus funding for immigrants in state illegally. It faces backlash. You think? That's another thing we're going to be talking about also. Anyway, so stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, remember, you can see the map that pretty much is the final map that we're going to go to that shows the new California and the old California. And you can go to NCS51.com, NCS51.com. The yellow is the old California, and the red is the new California. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.